charge to families who qualify. Get the peace of mind that comes with a reliable and affordable phone. Lifeline from AT&T. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call AT&T at 1-800-288-2020 or visit att.com/lifeline if you have access to the Internet. Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T service is not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Kohl's Super Saturday is here. Run into Kohl's this Saturday and shop over 100 early bird specials from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find Apartment 9, 50 to 60% off. And Statement Jewelry, 35 to 50% off. Find Jumping Beans Playwear, $5.49 to $7.49 each. New shoes and boots at 40 to 50% off. And the Keurig Elite K45 Brewer is just $119.99, plus an extra 10% off. All while earning Kohl's cash. It's Super Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were six other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
breasts. Large breasts.
Pretty sad that that's the way some men think of women. Men like Paul Harris.
That's Harvey.
What is it?
Paul Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 11th. For the rest of our lives, when we say September 11th, it's going to mean one thing. That flashback to 13 years ago. It is the September 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. And Window World Cares, even though Window World Cares is the charitable arm of Window World, I want you to know about them and what they do. Window World, the original $189 window. We have a lot of stuff for you, so glad you're here.
Hey!
Okay, who else is here? Eon the Peon. And he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. If you have $25,000 or more, Mark and Jason would like to sit down with you and develop a strategy to give yourself pay raises. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I know a little about boats, but I know mainly about boats that you fish from or cruisers or things like that. You've heard of a boat, a cutter. You've heard of that.
Yes.
A cutter. Rat Boy is trying to work with a company to create the... What cutter? Cheese cutter. It's a special boat. I don't know. I think there's a bad connotation with that.
Yeah.
Cheese cutter.
Yeah.
It means, you know, something... Yeah. Sometimes he just doesn't think.
No, he doesn't.
Give it up if you would. And sometimes he's not that funny. Give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Window World. I think you know who they are and what they do. They're in the window business. I doubt that many of you listening have homes with no windows. I did that one. There was a company, and I told you before, I enjoy when they call the house with this, hey, we're working in your neighborhood. Do you need some siding? And at one night, it was a window company. And rather than just go, not interested, hang up, I just string them along and waste their time. And I let them talk. And they told me different kinds of windows they had. And then I said, we don't have any windows. And the person said, are you a homeowner? I said, yeah. They said, well, you have a couple. I said, I don't have one single window in the house. And then I went into the whole routine about it. I was blind. And what would be the point of looking outside? I had so much fun with it because they still kept trying to sell me windows after I said we don't have any windows. This person kept saying, well, I've never heard of a home without a window. Surely you have a window in the mountain. I said, no. No windows, no lights. Why would I? We're blind. My whole family's blind. We're all blind. My kids are blind. My wife is blind. I'm blind. My parents are blind. Her parents. And finally, finally hung up the phone. Most of you, in fact, I would be willing to say all of you listening, do have windows. Even our blind listeners, like Blind Bob, a loyal, regular listener, probably has windows. They don't last forever, especially builder-grade windows. You have to replace them, and when you do, why would you not consider going with the number one replacement window in the United States? And that's Window World. Over 40,000 homes just in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in them. And if you order one or you order 100, they're still $189 a piece. It wasn't that long ago that there was a minimum order to get that price. Now, you need one window, $189. Good, solid window that does exactly what you need a window to do with a killer warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Richard Keel is dead. At 74. You may not know the name, but I guarantee you know his face. He was Jaws in one of the James Bond movies or a couple of them. He played, he appeared in lots of things, and he was that scary, nasty looking guy whose face was hard to describe.
Really tall. He's
very tall.
7 foot two.
Almost like some kind of deformed oddity of nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like he was almost... When he came to the studio one time, it scared the crap out of us. I mean, just walking in, it was scary. And there is a big St. Louis connection. Richard Keel, I think you've all, at one time years ago, went to Richard Auditorium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Richard Auditorium, that was named for Richard Keel.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tribute to him, yeah. A lot of people didn't... That's a true story. A lot of people didn't know that. I love what Stray Rescue does, and... what's his name? Randy Graham,
yeah.
But really, now they want to do the dog treat challenge. Listen, folks, this challenge to do this or that for charity. I think it's great that charities get money, ice bucket stuff, and now there's the dog treat challenge. And yeah, if you eat a dog treat, I think that the deal was you give $10 or $20. If you don't eat the dog treat, you have to give $100. Knock
a
it
person?
Off. Not yeah, knock it off. I don't want somebody shaming me because I didn't do a stunt for charity. I hope you get a lot of money because I'm sure there'll be a lot of people willing to do this, but I am not one of those people, and I can't be the only one. I don't want somebody publicly humiliating me to do some stupid, goofy stunt, and then if I don't, I look like a schmuck because I wasn't a team player. I will give to and support the charities and the people that I want to, and it's nobody's business to force me by making me do a stunt or humiliating me if I don't. I don't know that I get that. The First Community Credit Union yard sale will not be on this Saturday. Paul Warner gets another day off. It will return at its regular time, 7 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, the morning of September 20th. You need to know that. I sent Peon a video. He put it on our Facebook page. And you really need to see this. You remember the guy's name? It's
I can check here.
I want to say Richard something. He's born with no arms. It's an incredible, and you've seen videos like this before.
I think it begins with an F, his last name.
I think it's Richard.
Richie Parker.
Richie Parker. Well, you were right, Dan.
Yeah.
An F.
Yeah, that's close.
Richie Parker was born with no arms. This is one of those incredible people who, against all adversities, has managed to make all of us, you know, be ashamed of ourselves if we ever complain about anything. Watch this video. This kid works for Hendrix. Isn't it Hendrix? Is that the name?
Yes.
Motorsports, big NASCAR. He's incredible. And wait till you see how he has learned to adapt. And he drives a killer 64 Impala. Steers it with his foot. There's a special steering sort of wheel down on the floor. He moves with his foot, and then it's automatic. But watch him eat breakfast with a spoon with no arms. Watch how he does this. It's worth watching. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's up there for you to take a look at. Nurse Jackie. Great series. I just read this morning where the seventh season will be the last season. This next season will be the last. A good run and probably a good time to bail. Time to go. But, you know, just like House, they got rid of it just about the time you'd had just about enough of that guy being on painkillers and being a crabby doctor. But, boy, Edie Falco, what a great performance she gives in Nurse Jackie. I really have enjoyed that series. There's a 19-year-old woman in Colorado that the federal authorities say intended to wage jihad despite their attempts to stop her. She pled guilty yesterday to trying to help the Islamic State militant group in Syria. Let's electrocute her. Let's start making it. How does that happen? How does a 19-year-old girl in Colorado decide, I'd like to go over there and help those people? Or these nuts that decide they're going to go over and they know that these people behead Americans. Hey, I'd like to get in on that.
Yeah, I've heard they're doing a lot of recruiting on social media and stuff like that.
What kind of loser?
Disenfranchised, people, you know, there are people out there that are just kind of floating around, just aimless.
Wow. Well, we need to find a way to get rid of those people. Here's another kind of guy we need to get rid of. This guy that killed his five kids. Holy mackerel. His name, Timothy Ray Jones, 32, Lexington County, South Carolina, killed his five children, ages 1 to 8, and led the authorities to the bodies. Now, this is one of those cases, you know, when they say beyond a reasonable doubt, well, there's no doubt here. He not only confessed, he took them to the bodies. This is the kind of case where I say capital punishment, bring it on, and make it painful. I'm not a proponent of capital punishment if there's one tiny grain of doubt. But here's a guy who I love this. They interviewed his father. Now, again, this guy killed his five kids and put them in trash bags and in a car. And his dad describes him as a loving dad.
Oh yeah.
His dad also said, anyone who knows little Tim, that's what he calls his son, the child murderer. Anyone who knows little Tim will agree he's not the animal that he will be portrayed as through the media. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
I'm glad he told us that, because I would have thought this guy was some kind of monster. But thanks to his dad, we now know he's a loving dad.
Well, the term love you to death, I guess.
There you go.
Yep.
Did you guys know by now Keith Richards has a kid's book?
I saw him on I saw him on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
What could he possibly have to say to
him? In this case,
Dan's right. It's about his grandpa and the story of how his grandpa introduced him to the guitar. This is finally a celebrity writing a kid's book that makes sense. It's called Gus and Me. I guess Gus was his grandpa.
Yeah.
And at first, my reaction was, oh, now here we go. Another celebrity who's going to sell a bunch of kids' books just because they're celebrity. And then I saw him interviewed, and I thought, well, this is actually a good story.
I know.
About his grandpa giving him his love of music and the guitar. So it's Gus and Me by Theodora Richards, who is, I believe, his daughter.
That's his daughter. She was in the audience.
She wrote it based on the stories he told her about his grandpa.
And she drew pictures, and she was drawing pictures of them.
She did the illustrations.
Well, yeah, while they were doing the interview, and she came up. She was really, really nervous sitting on the couch there next to her dad. But I thought Keith Richards, I thought he was...
why would she be nervous next to her dad?
No, just nervous being on TV and everything.
Yeah. Well, she's probably not used to the stage. Her dad's Keith Richards.
I thought Keith Richards did a great job on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I did too. Craig Ferguson has been replaced. The new guy, his name is James Corden. He's a Brit. What is the deal with all of a sudden we have to have British people doing everything? Piers Morgan?
I don't know.
Because more often than not, they're not that good, I don't think. This guy's James Corden. Do you know anything about him? Yeah, who's that Oliver?
No, I saw a picture of him. I'd never seen him or heard of him.
John Oliver, that's another guy now.
He's been around at least for a while. Was big on The Daily Show before. He has his own show now.
Apparently, we have to replace everybody with British people because the United States doesn't have any talent. Electrolux has bought General Electric. When I saw this headline, I thought, wait a second, that should be the other way around. I would think of General Electric buying Electrolux. I don't think of Electrolux as being a very big company. They bought GE for $3 billion. Good now, grief. Do you guys know what Electrolux is? You know what that is?
All I think about when I hear Electrolux is vacuum cleaners.
Our game shows mentioning Electrolux.
And that's all I think of, but I'm sure... Electrolux, they make apparently washing machines and other kind, but I think of them as vacuum cleaners. In fact, when I was a kid, that's the only vacuum cleaner we ever had in our house, and it was very expensive, and we didn't have any money. But the rationale on the part of my mother was, if we buy it, it'll last 20 years. That way, it's a smart financial move. And they made payments on it. They made payments on a vacuum cleaner. And it was supposed to be the, you know, Mercedes-Benz of vacuum cleaners.
I can vividly remember a vacuum from my childhood. I don't know what brand it was, but it was turquoise in color, and it had a canister that would be on the ground with the hose coming out of it.
Oh,
and the hose
like
would lead to
an Airstream trailer rolling across the floor.
Yes.
That's what Electrolux was.
And the hose would lead to the sweeper part. Right. It had all the different attachments.
We had one of those.
And metal and heavy.
Yes.
Really heavy. And there's something about a vacuum cleaner that's scary to little kids. You know, a little kid walks in a room. And here's the thing, kind of a monster, got a light on and a big old trunk like an elephant.
Or
a hose.
Pets. Yeah, pets.
Not to my brother.
No, your brother put his wiener in.
Oh,
yes,
right.
He did.
Well, maybe he was on to something.
Yeah.
Hear this. Yeah. And did you ever get cloth sucked into the thing and you couldn't get it out and the motor starts coming up?
Yes.
A piece of drapes
or a rug. You tried vacuuming over a rug or and it would suck it in and
but
and then it started like
it's getting ready to explode.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to let everyone know it wasn't my brother Jeff. It was my other brother Tim. It was my brother Jeff has a bunch of friends that listen.
Yes, I'm sure Jeff's thankful for you clarifying that.
Good idea that you did that. Dear Prudence, this is a column like Dear Abby. Dear Prudence, I used to be a very beautiful woman with a fit body and pretty features. But since I had a child 11 years ago, I have become a hideous troll.
Oh.
My stomach was destroyed by my pregnancy. What once was a flat tummy turned into a full-blown paniculus. Now, Dan, you laugh.
Panis.
What?
They call that a panis sometimes, that flappy skin.
They do? This says paniculus.
I know. Go ahead.
Boy, he does. He's having his own show over there.
At age 45, I'm overweight. I inherited a giant bullfrog neck and jowls from my grandmother. My nose is growing into a perfect replica of my mother's giant schnoz. I absolutely can't stand to look in the mirror. I have a great husband, beautiful child, great friends. I love my job. I'm still fairly young and good health. I have so much to be thankful for. I'm happy with my life, but I'm miserable with my troll-like appearance.
Man.
I'm just reading that so that other women know. You know, you're not alone. If you think, oh, I had kids, now I cannot be the only husband who has this happen. When I see a hot chick on TV and I say anything about it, well, she hasn't had three kids. The first thing my wife says. But what's so great is not long ago, there was some really smoking hot woman being interviewed and I made a comment. And before my wife could say that,
she talked about her five.
She talked about her four or five. So that didn't work in that case. Yeah. But now they always do that. Well, yeah, if she'd had three kids, maybe if I hadn't had three kids, maybe I'd look that way too.
I hope my wife's listening. You better not let your funiculus get out of order.
Don't let yourself go, Angela.
Your fupa.
You do not have to let yourself go. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I don't know why. I think it's been close to 2 years since we did this joke, but earlier something reminded me of it. It's a story of Ernie, who's failing every class in school, in high school. F, 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 grade card. F, F, F. And his parents.
This dirty Ernie?
Yeah, well.
Not necessarily in this
joke,
case.
In this joke, he's just Ernie. His parents don't know what to do, and Ernie's mother is talking with one of the neighbor ladies about her son. She says, Ernie's failing every single subject. And the other mom says, why don't you put Ernie where my son goes to school? And she says, well, your kids are in a Catholic school. My kids aren't religious. We've never discussed Jesus or God. We're atheists. And the other mom says, it doesn't matter. They will take your son, Ernie. He can go to our high school. You don't have to be Catholic. She said, but really, we're not. It's not just that we're not Catholic. We don't worship. She said, I'm telling you, it's a great school. And I think Ernie would start to improve tremendously in all his subjects. Why don't you look into it? So Ernie's mother does, and sure enough, they're able to get him transferred to the Catholic school. He gets his first report card. And at the dinner table, Ernie hands it to his mom and dad. They cannot believe what they're looking at. B's, B's, B, and an A. It was all, before it was F, 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 everything was an F. It's all B's and an A in math. And Ernie's dad said, Ernie, I can't believe this. We're so proud of you, son. What in the world happened? Just one report card, and look at these grades. And he said, well, they don't mess around at that Catholic school. They're pretty strict and serious about studying. He says, Ernie, I can't help but notice here. all these B's, and that's fine. We're happy with these B's, but my goodness, an A in math. How did that happen? He said, well, Dad, he said, this Catholic school, they're real serious about math. In fact, I think there was this one guy who didn't do well in math, and they made an example of him. They've got him nailed to a plus sign.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Now, they've cleared that accident on westbound 44 at Bowles. All the lanes are now open. The traffic is really jammed up approaching Elm all the way down to Mraz, and then things open up. You've got a good run past 141. Southbound 270, slow to stop and go now from Page down to Doherty Ferry. The right lane does remain slow from Big Bend all the way trying to get on to Highway 44. They're still working with this accident on westbound 255 after Lindbergh. Only the right lane is blocked. The traffic is getting through. Just be aware of that. On southbound 170, you're stacked up from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown now between Kings Highway and McCausland. You are slow, though, from the Spirit Overpass all the way out through Highway K. And the reason of that is the stoplights are completely dark on Highway 94 at Highway 40, so people are jamming up there, and then they're figuring out, let's try to go to Highway K. So that's what's causing that problem. Eastbound 270 slow from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And we're looking at eastbound 40 traffic downtown slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing in the streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show, and I've got news. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn, and why? Because the proper nutrition will encourage better root growth, disease resistance, winter hardiness, and kick your lawn off to a better start next spring. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. I've told you about the other Fertilome products because they really work, and they work hard. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does too. So why not do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilome Winterizer this fall? Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilome. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilome name. By golly, you'll just love what Winterizer does for your lawn, and it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. Go get some. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historic. historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard, so call us. We'll stage your home, we'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD. Or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, I'm reading Steve Scallon about 5,000 area families being foreclosed on just in the first quarter. But there's good news about that, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. I mean, I'm looking at a deal right now. We had a gentleman come in here with his two kids. They were in elementary school. He was 7 months behind on his mortgage, had an FHA loan. He was looking at a foreclosure. Didn't know where he was going to live. Didn't know where his kids were going to go to school. Didn't know any of that. But this guy picked up the phone and refused to be one of those 5,000 families. He came in here, and you know what? 3 months later, the guy's mortgage is brought current. His mortgage payment has been brought in line with something that's affordable with what he's earning right now, and he doesn't have to worry about where his kids are going to go to school or where they're going to have a roof over their head.
How do other people prevent themselves from being one of those 5,000?
The first step is to pick up the phone and call us at 636-527-5121.
Or StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Saving families one home at a time.
On September 9th, 16th, and the 23rd, SSM Cancer Care is providing free prostate cancer screenings at Dave Sinclair dealerships throughout the St. Louis area. These screenings are only for men ages 50 to 69 who have not been diagnosed or treated previously. Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers in men, and early detection is critical to successful treatment. To register for a screening near you, call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger outfitter since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100, themizzoustore.com.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone and let me go home. Let me go home.
See, I'm harmonizing. That's called harmonizing. Well, if you're like me, you can't get enough of the Hollywood gossip, huh? I know I can't. But let's see what we can dig up that we didn't already know. It's time for Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I will be dining tonight on chili from the Smokehouse Market because my wife's going to pick it up. You know why she's picking it up? Because I called her earlier and I said, hey, pick me up some chili. And she said, but nothing.
Yeah.
Just pick it up. End of discussion. She said, I'm sorry, I forgot my place. So she'll be picking me up some chili
for
the Smokehouse. Yeah, I'll say good for her for the Smokehouse Market. It's right next door to Annie Gunn's. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Slurping.
Yeah. Slurping and taking care of my business.
Oh, boy.
You can always tell when the segment starts just how much. Yep. It's like a gauge how much he's had. I'd say that bottle is just
about, the meter today, homie.
That bottle is just about empty.
It is empty. And I emptied it.
And it's probably the second bottle.
No.
Okay. What's going on?
Pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name of the star who delivered newspapers as a boy from his bicycle at a paper route. Is it John Brokaw? Tom Selleck, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise. I'll answer in a minute. TV News, Fox Television thought spending $35 million for a 52-week show, putting 15 strangers together to start a new civilization was a great idea. That would be wrong. The show is called Utopia, and it is hideous. Has anybody watched it?
No.
No.
You can't even watch it. It's so bad.
I did see online, though, that I guess they have live streams you can watch 24 hours a day, and a lot of the women are getting naked, so mm-hmm. I guess that's one good thing.
Utopia did a 2.5 Tuesday.
Now I might watch it.
A 2.5. Yeah, you can almost get that just with a test pattern.
Now, why live streams? Why not rivers or lakes or something? Why see what I did there? Technologically.
Yes.
Technology humor.
That was funny. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
It's hot stuff.
Mm. It's a good thing about so much wine. Don't even care. We make
yeah, don't even care if we ruin your report.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars premieres Monday night. It will feature the very first African-American couple that will be dancing together, professional dancer K.O. Motsepe and Hot Pocket Olympian Lolo Jones.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You know, a lot of people don't know this. Frank O'Pinion is a great ballroom dancer.
Well, Mike, I wish you hadn't told them that.
I'm sorry.
I'm kind of modest about it.
Never mind. The latest on Ray Rice and the story, repeat, story. The NFL had no idea that there was a video of the elevator attack.
Right.
There are meetings this afternoon that took place at J. Walter Thompson, Dentsu, BBD&O, Foot Cone Building, Richards Agency, and other advertising agencies. International, national, regional, and local NFL sponsoring is considering pulling their advertising dollars. Yeah, really.
This is what has to happen.
With NFL TV ratings already down, this thing could be a real game changer. It's not going to go anyway. It'll go away soon, anytime soon. How about the NFL saying that they have their own private investigation, and the guy that is heading the investigation worked for the owner of the Baltimore Ravens for 20 years.
Yeah.
The team that Ray Rice played on. How stupid do the NFL think people are?
Well, they think they're very stupid, and they may be right.
I hope not. I just, you know, I mean, between Aaron Hernandez and the McDonald's, and I mean, the Ray Lewis's and what was the name of that guy that killed his wife and stuffed her in a trunk and went for the chase?
Oh, my goodness.
Ray
Romano?
Ray Carnath? It's just ridiculous. A couple of odds and ends. First decision is in. I guess you heard Oscar Pistorius found not guilty in first and second degree murder.
Yeah, but the real judgment, I guess, comes tomorrow. He's not going to skate.
He's not going to skate, no. I agree. Britney Spears! Just released a very hot line of lingerie. She models it. You know, she is a foxy little girl.
Easy now, Mike. Mm-hmm.
No, she really is.
You're a married man.
I am married man, but I can, you know, I can only see what I can see.
Okay.
I just made that up. You like that?
No.
Anyway.
Nope.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Is writing a tell-all book and reportedly will blow the lid off a lot of Hollywood secrets. A lot of stars are holding their breath, and please don't make a joke about, you know what.
Like what? What would we make a joke
Holding
about?
Their breath?
Blowing the lid.
Have another drink.
Yeah. You just ruined your own report.
Dan, we don't need your 2 cents.
Oh, hey.
Katie Holmes is an addict. Addicted to bubble gum. Choose 20 to 30 pieces of bubble gum a day.
I have a friend
and he's probably listening now in Litchfield, Illinois, who keeps, I can't tell you how many pieces of bubble gum in his pockets, his car. He chews it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, he loves bubble gum. And for a while, he got me on it. You know, if you're ever around somebody, like they smoke a pipe, you go, I think, yeah, I'll try a pipe. So for a while, I was just chewing bubble gum all the time. It looked so good when he chewed it.
And you know, I'm hanging around this really new good friend of mine. He's gay.
Yeah.
See, that's a little humor, gay humor.
Yeah, have another drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
No. Nope.
Hi, Bob, if you're listening, how's that bubble gum right now?
Probably a little bubble gum for yourself.
He's in his mouth right now.
Maybe him and Katie Holmes have a little something.
Oh, you have a bubble gum party.
That's right. Always starving for attention, Lindsay Lohan has been wearing a huge engagement ring in Europe. Nobody gave it to her. She borrowed it just so people would ask her about it. Everywhere she goes, she tries to pay with a credit card, and they are always denied, either overdrawn, non-payment, or canceled.
Who is
what
this?
A loser.
Lindsay Lohan.
And finally.
The only bad thing about bubble gum, I've never found a bubble gum that doesn't lose its taste in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
In about 2 minutes, the taste is gone.
Yeah.
It just doesn't last.
Well, sometimes the bubble gum loses the flavor on the bedpost overnight.
Have another drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Have another drink.
Few
people.
No, that was good. That was good.
No, yeah. Very few people know that song.
Very you know, I was going to do a thing today about Larry Storch. Do you know him?
Yeah. Corporal Agarn.
Yeah. F-Troop.
He was a stand-up comedian when he first started. He's doing his last stand-up comedian, last performance tonight at the Comedy Store. He's 91 years old now.
I thought he was dead.
91?
He's 91.
Wow.
And finally, and here we come. Here he comes.
The name of the star who delivered newspapers on a bicycle, off his bicycle, on a paper route as a kid. Tom Brokaw. Tom Selleck, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise.
I think it's Tom Hanks, but I'm going to say Tom Brokaw because I want it to be Brokaw.
I'm going to say...
I'm delivering the news for many years.
Mike, before we get to the answer, I have to tell you, I spoke with Tom Brokaw this morning.
Oh, here we go!
He does not like your impression of him at
You're
all.
Kidding.
No, I asked him, I said, Tom, every once in a while Mike Evans does an impression of you. What do you think about it? Here's what he said.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. He asked me about Mike Evans doing an impersonation of me. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Well, there you go.
Wow, he's not thrilled.
There you go.
I'll tell you about the time I smoked a doob with Tom Brokaw in Hawaii back in the early 80s.
Save that for later. I'd love to hear it. Okay, well, what's your answer?
Cannonball, coming at you.
No, Dan.
I think he said Brokaw. I'll say Tom Selleck.
And I'll say Tom Brokaw.
Tom went to 15 different schools, including Xavier High School in Louisville, Kentucky. And that's when he, in the sophomore year, delivered the Louisville Courier Journal. That would be Tom Cruise.
Oh.
I'm Mike Evans. I'm live, Hollywood. Also, tune is Tom Brokaw.
That's the worst Tom Brokaw ever. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. First Community Credit Union has 40 locations. There might be a bank or a credit union that has more. So I'm not saying that to say, hey, look, they have more locations than anybody. I don't know if they do or not. I don't care. It doesn't really matter. But they have 40. There may be one very close to you, and there may not. It doesn't matter either. You could bank at First Community Credit Union and only go in there once a month or twice a year, and I like to go in fairly often. But I'm old. Old people like to go in and make sure that whoever has their money, that's, you know, everything's okay. And everything is okay. Everything's better than okay. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And every day, people are moving from their bank, not literally physically moving, like moving into, you know, they have a home, but moving their money, checking, savings, car loan, to First Community Credit Union. Why is that? There are several reasons, and I can't name all of them, but for several reasons, if you put them all together, it's worth considering. Believe me, it's worth thinking about, because once you do it, you'll get it. You'll understand what we, the people who are members, you'll know what we know about why this is such a great place to bank. business loans, car loan, checking, saving, all the stuff you need a bank for, they'll be happy to take care of all that for you. And I think that they'll do, I think they'll do it better. First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, stop in, have some fresh popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM. We said it was okay, even if you're not a member, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things are looking a lot better on the highways, Dan. You still have an incident, or you do have a new incident. Now it's on northbound 67 north of the Lewis Bridge. The right lane was blocked. Traffic is backed up approaching the Lewis Bridge. You've thinned out in North County. Southbound 270 just off the pace now between Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 is thinned out, except you do have a little stop-and-go traffic midway between 141 and Antire Road. And then you're slow on southbound 141, just south of Big Bend, down through Highway 44, and westbound 40, still running slow west of Kings Highway through McCausland. You got a little slow spot again between 94 and Highway K. This traffic report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
I have 1 second.
Yes.
Okay, it's on. It's gone. Bye.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Fox 2 News.
Monies are held separately from ours.
Money missing from an Oakville High School Booster Club account. How investigators say it disappeared.
Remembering 9/11, what keeps people coming back to St. Louis's 21-mile march to the Arch.
A major accident along Highway 70 resulted in Good Samaritans giving away boxes and boxes of these. I'll explain.
First at six, thousands of dollars in donated funds are missing from a soccer booster club account that benefits players at Oakville High School.
The loss was discovered in May, and now an arrest has been made. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports a St. Louis County police investigation pointed to another parent who had access to the account. She is live outside Oakville High School in South County. Betsy?
Well, Tom, you know, this is part of the Melville School District, and here booster clubs are operated by parent volunteers and have no